I've got a mouthful of a title here, and all of the co-authors felt it was important to put all of these keywords in, because these keywords really are really important to the work that we do, so I'll read it for you, but it's lengthy. So, conducted an environmental scan, which is a planning tool for high-impact community health assessments to meet public health accreditation standards. So I'm going to start my presentation just by kind of telling you what a community health assessment is. I'm sure many of you are already familiar with this term. Why we decided to do an environmental scan to kind of improve our community health assessment process, and then some of the recommendations that were really relevant for us in Denver that came out of this planning tool process. I have no relationships to disclose. So this was us in the fall of 2013 trying to think of our 2014 community health assessment. We thought there are so many different ways that we could go and so many different things that we could do with the health assessment, and we just weren't really sure where to start. I come from Denver, and Denver has Denver Public Health and Denver Environmental Health that are two health departments that work collaboratively in the city and county of Denver. So between these two agencies, we had conducted two previous community health assessments, one in 2008 and one in 2011. And I'll get into the details of both of those reports, but after doing two, you would think we'd be a little bit closer to knowing what we wanted and what we didn't, and we were actually much further. Everyone had different ideas, no one knew what to do, and everyone kind of had a different opinion on what we should do with this report. So we kind of felt like we were standing at a crossroads, and there were many different ways we could take, some good, some bad, and everyone had a different opinion about the way to move forward. So we decided to take a step back and conduct an environmental scan that really helped us decide which path to take. So this is the working definition that our two departments kind of came up with, and this changed a lot throughout the process, but this is one that we're comfortable with. And this isn't one that you'll find on the internet, and this isn't one that's published anywhere. This is just kind of what we used for ourselves to organize around this concept of environmental scan. So we thought of it as a tool used to systematically compile and apply information regarding trends, recommendations, and priorities from internal and external sources. So I'll kind of break down all of those components for you throughout the presentation, but we really did want to look at the best practices that were out there, kind of see what was going on in our internal environments between our two departments, and then externally, the partners that use this health assessment, what their needs were and what their desires were as well. So we took on this process of an environmental scan. So I'm going to back up a little bit and just talk to you about public health accreditation. So I'm sure some of you in the room came to this session because the word accreditation, and you're familiar with it. But just since I'm the introductory speaker, I just wanted to provide a little bit of context and background. So the Public Health Accreditation Board is a national nonprofit that's organized to help health departments across the country become accredited. And they, the language that they use on their website is they seek to advance quality and performance within public health departments. So as of last month, there were 54 nationally accredited health departments, and these are state, local, tribal, and territorial can all apply to become accredited. And there are some documentation requirements to become accredited. So three prerequisites are the community health assessment, which is what I'm going to be talking to you in length today, the community health improvement plan, and then a departmental strategic plan. So the need to fulfill accreditation requirements was one reason that we wanted to really do a high impact and quality community health assessment so that we are putting the best documentation forward to the Public Health Accreditation Board. In addition to these prerequisites, you also have to submit documentation on 12 domains. And our third speaker today is probably going to give a lot more information than I will, but that's just a brief summary so that we're all on the same page when we talk about accreditation. In addition to accreditation, in Colorado in 2008, the state passed a Public Health Act, and that mandated that all health departments in Colorado conduct community health assessments. So I put the two definitions up because these actually really helped our team doing the community health assessment think about what we wanted to do and why we wanted to do it. And in my opinion, these are two different definitions, even though they're talking about the same report. So I know you all can read those for yourself, but because this language really helped us guide our process, I'm going to read them for you. So the 2008 law that was passed in our state of Colorado describes community health assessments as planning methodologies to identify, evaluate, and understand community health problems, priority populations, and potential threats to the public's health. So we really interpreted this mandate as a way to kind of identify up-and-coming trends and up-and-coming threats that may be going on in our state. A little bit differently, FAB refers to community health assessments as more of a process of collecting, analyzing, and using data to educate, mobilize communities, develop priorities, garner resources, and plan actions to improve the public's health. So that's really more taking the data and acting upon it. So we think that the FAB definition kind of moves us a little bit closer closer to action as opposed to just assessment. So we tried to come up with our definition and our context in Denver for why we do community health assessments. And kind of like the crossroads, we had many different ideas, and so it's very short. So we have an opportunity to assess and report on the health status of Denver residents. And we really hope in the future that we can move our definition a little bit further to the mobilization, a little bit further to the action. But right now, in 2014, this is kind of where we are. It's an assessment and a report on the health status of individuals. So we decided to do this environmental scan to really move forward. So like I mentioned, we had previously done two health assessments. And I should step back here and say that I joined the team in Denver in 2013, so I wasn't around for either of these processes. However, I was given full liberty to speak of the pains that my colleagues and my coworkers experienced trying to create these two reports. So in 2008, it was a group of epidemiologists and statistical research specialists that kind of sat around and crunched numbers. It was a really internally driven process, and it was a lot of people that were very focused on the data, and they put together this report in 2008. So then we had some of our colleagues from the health promotion side that said, we really need to invest community more in this community health assessment. Yes, the word assessment is very important and we need the data piece, but it's also about the community, so we need the community buy-in. So in 2011, they kind of went to the other end of the spectrum and created 14 community groups and had 150 members come and talk about what they think should go in each section and what should be in the report. And they decided after both of these processes that neither one is manageable and neither one produces the most high-impact report. One was too narrow and too internal, and one was way too broad and too external to really have any sort of impact. So that's why we decided to step back and do this planning process with the environmental scan to hopefully fit a happy medium for our 2014 report. I should also say some of you may have noticed that this is on a three-year frequency, and that's something that Denver Public Health and Denver Environmental Health, the two health departments that collaborate, decided was a reasonable amount of time so that the data doesn't get too old, but that it's an unfunded mandate and we're not too burdened to try and do it in a more frequent pattern. So there's really no reason why it's every 3 years, but that's something that works for us and something that we're going to be sticking with for the foreseeable future. So I've explained a little bit already on why we decided to conduct our environmental scan, and you can see the image on the right is just the cover of the final report, the findings of the scan. But it was really bred out of this idea of wanting to do continuous quality improvement. The 2008 report, the 2011 report were both very well received from the community, and we got lots of accolades for those reports. But the team that was really doing the assessment knew that we could do better and wanted to do better. We also have a growing culture of quality improvement in our health departments, and so that kind of helped us see that we could push ourselves a little more and have a little more impact with this this report. We also wanted to assess best practice strategies. So we've, through the accreditation process, we've really been collaborating with a lot of our partners in other states and other jurisdictions, and we've heard some of their ideas around health assessments and some of the things that they do and some of the things that are well received in their community. So we wanted to kind of feed off of other people's successes and other people's strengths. Also, like I mentioned with the crossroads pictures, everyone had a different idea of which direction we should go. So we wanted the environmental scan to be an opportunity for people to express those in a more systematic way and document those ideas so that we could enhance the communication both internally for all the partners doing the assessment and also with external partners who use our community health assessments to apply for grants and use the data in those assessments for other pieces of their work. So the environmental scanning process had three main components. One was a review of community health assessments and other health status reports from external jurisdictions. I'll go into some of the inclusion criteria in a couple of, or in the next slide, I think. So there was a method behind that piece. We also conducted interviews with stakeholders and key informants. We wanted to get an idea of what people who do assessments thought about our previous assessments, kind of ideas that they had to move us forward, and then also the stakeholders, as I mentioned, who would be actually using the report, what their needs, what their wants would be. We also wanted to look at what data sources would be available for the report. In 2008 and 2011, it was kind of, here are the topics we want to address. Do we have the data? Let's throw it in. And we wanted to think about that a little bit more critically. Are we using the best data? Are we using the most local data? Are we using the most relevant data to kind of get at some of the topics in our health assessment? So agreeing on these methods, again, we were all kind of moving in different directions, but at least you can see these two people in the same picture. We were getting a little bit closer to agreeing on which way we should go, or at least understanding and respecting why people felt differently about how the report should be conducted. So this is the timeline. It was about a 6-month project, and I completed the environmental scan definitely with the help of my colleagues, but I did it myself, so it was kind of a one-person job, and I'd say it was about 40% of my time over these 6 months. So we spent about a month planning for what it would look like. As you can see, a few months reviewing the community health assessments. So I will say that I have reviewed over 100, but 22 we pulled recommendations strictly from and made it into their final report. So 22 were mentioned in the environmental scan final report. Also conducted interviews with 25 different individuals and assessed 39 data sources. So these are data sources that we currently use in Denver and are available to us in Denver. And then, of course, spent some time writing and editing the report. So this is just an idea to give you kind of what the resource and labor component of this was. So for reviewing community health assessments, we first started looking at health assessments that had similar populations to Denver. So this is either in demographic breakdown or in sheer number, but just to kind of give us some sort of framework of how to include or exclude these reports, because they're, as you know, everyone's doing health assessments now, or a lot of jurisdictions are doing health assessments, so we had to have some sort of way to narrow our focus. We also looked at counties surrounding the Denver metro, or the Denver area. So the Denver metro area comprises a bunch of other counties around Denver. So we wanted to see what our neighbors and our colleagues were doing, because some of the people who seek treatment in our county actually live in other counties and vice versa. So we wanted to kind of see what the regional picture of health assessments was like. And then finally, if someone referenced a specific community health assessment during an interview, I would pull that one up and review that one as well. So a lot of people, when I went out and did the interviews, had ideas of great assessments they wanted us to look at or pieces of assessments that they thought we could apply locally in Denver. So the three focus areas that we decided on for reviewing this vast number of reports were effective ways to depict data. So I think I mentioned before that the epidemiologists really had a strong desire to throw in a bunch of histograms. And I'm on the epi team, and I love histograms. But there was some pushback from some of our health promotion folks who didn't really understand the data, or there was no story behind the data. So we wanted to see if there were unique ways of using infographics or other ways to kind of merge those two different perspectives. We also wanted to look for strategies for collaborating with the community. And I can say in a lot of the reports, they had specific call-out boxes or sections that talked about how they got the community buy-in to complete their report or how they plan to disseminate the report to their community. So that was one thing I was asked to specifically look at. And then lastly, thinking of complex themes. So how do we talk about things like health equity, social determinants of health? How do we talk about those things in a data report or community health assessment? Next, we conducted the interviews, and we looked to interview stakeholders and key informants. And kind of the differences for us, for our working definitions, is stakeholders are folks that either served on those committees in 2011 and kind of knew the process of the health assessment, or they were going to be brought in for the 2014 process. So these are people that really knew the assessments well and were involved. And key informants were people from other jurisdictions who may not know anything about Denver, anything about our health assessments, but they had done health assessments themselves. So these were people that had been identified, mostly neighbors, mostly from surrounding counties in Colorado, that we could kind of get success stories or things that didn't work well for them or things if they were to do another assessment that they would do differently in the future. So it kind of brought two unique perspectives, one of people that were really wedded to this idea and really wanted to see it succeed, and others who had kind of had a painful or successful process themselves that had some sort of stories or strategies that they could share with us. Lastly, the review of data sources. These are kind of the columns in the table of the final report, but just to run through them quickly, we wanted to see where the data source was, what the population it covered, so is it a national data set, is it a Colorado data set, is it just for Denver, what years of data are available, and how frequently we receive that data. And then some of the strengths and weaknesses and ease of use for these data sources. And then location is where the data is stored. So I really liked this picture because this is how we did it in 2011. And even in 2013, when we were kind of doing other reports, someone would have a question, so the missing puzzle piece in the middle, and all of the EPIs and all the statistical research specialists would have an answer. And we didn't know if we were actually putting the right piece of the puzzle in the puzzle. Were we really giving them the best answer using the best data, or were we just doing it based on who knew the data or who was available or what could be done quickly? So we really wanted to take a step back for our health assessment and make sure that we were putting the right data from the right source into the report. So just to summarize some of the things that we found that worked for us in Denver, and this may not be replicable for your jurisdictions, but it's just to give you kind of practical examples of what resulted from all of this work. So one of the recommendations that we heard over and over again was that our previous reports didn't really define the audience. Sometimes they used plain language and they were talking to community members, but sometimes some of the data was a little more complex and we were really talking to healthcare providers. So the 2014 report, we decided that we would really be focused on community partners who work in health. So we upped our reading level, which allowed us to be a little more clear in what we wanted to say. And yes, it definitely alienated some of our audience from the previous reports, but it was consistent and it was clear and it was a group decision. Also, some of our partners felt that our marketing strategies for the past reports were limited. So we would finish the report, and in 2011, I know that they went out to different groups and talked about the report, but they really thought we should do a better job of that and make sure that the report doesn't just sit on shelves and that people actually use it. We also got some feedback about our mapping. So the 2011 report was really well done in that they grouped everything by city council district. And we heard from some of our council representatives that that was very helpful to kind of get a picture of what was going on in their district. But when we talked to community partners, their geographic regions spanned a couple of different districts or only worked in one corner of a district, and they didn't think that doing maps by 11 council districts was useful for them. What was useful for them was doing it at the neighborhood level, because then they could aggregate up as they saw fit. So we really worked on finding local neighborhood-level data for our 2014 report. And that was a big challenge to get some of that more granular data, but I think it resulted in a much much better report. Another thing was the structure. So the previous two reports had 14 different chapters, cancer, diabetes, obesity, and we decided that that kind of alienated some audiences because they would only go to their chapter and only read what their chapter said. So what some of the feedback we got and what we learned from some of the other health departments was that you can really use your health assessment to tell a story. So we're telling the story of health equity, or we're attempting to tell the story of health equity in 2014, and really looking at an upstream approach. And instead of the report kind of being, this gets on the next part as well, instead of it being really repetitive and saying where you live affects this and this and this, we could actually just tell one cohesive story instead of being a little bit repetitive on how social determinants affect each of the health outcomes. Lastly, we got feedback that 3 years wasn't consistent enough, and we decided as a team that instead of trying to do a report more frequently than every 3 years, we would try and build our online capacity, so putting some of this intermittent data available online instead of producing reports any more frequently than the three-year publication. So just to get you thinking about how environmental scans could be helpful for you all, if you don't do community health assessments or if you think this could be helpful, here are some of the ideas that have come out from our environmental scan. And unfortunately, I kind of drummed up a lot of more work for myself because people have asked me to now do environmental scans for all of these things. So these are where these ideas came from. But I do think it's really helpful to take a step back and kind of get that feedback before you engage in something that's so labor intensive. So finally, just some recommendations if you are to conduct an environmental scan. Really define the purpose and the scope of that report, what you want it to do and what you don't want it to do, because like I mentioned before, it was a lot of work and it got unwieldy looking at all of the reports. So having some clear criteria, I think, would be very helpful. Also consider what resources you have. If this is going to be multiple people working on it, if it's just going to be one person, and be realistic about those resources. Also manage your expectations. So doing those interviews, a lot of our community members had excellent ideas on what we should include, but I had to make sure that just because they were telling me they wanted something didn't mean that we could actually deliver. So there was a lot of disconnect on what data they wanted to see, and I had to just explain how it wasn't available. So just making sure that you're not setting people up for unrealistic expectations, both internally for your colleagues and also your external partners. And then lastly, I would really strongly encourage you to incorporate the findings. So I made those six general recommendations in my report, and I'm really excited to see that the 2014 community assessment actually incorporated all six of those recommendations. So it really made it feel like it was worth the effort, and I think it really will result in a higher impact report. So just in conclusion, our health departments are now walking in the same direction, on the same path, and everyone may not be happy, but everyone at least understands why we're doing what we're doing. And everyone really felt, just doing some post-scan interviews, everyone really felt that they got to hear their, to have their voices heard. And even if we didn't incorporate something they said, we're planning to do that in future reports. So I just can't speak highly enough for how much this really helped improve the quality of our community health assessment. Thank you.